There was a request that I want to honor from Rich, and so if we want to do Madison River stuff right now, again, I'm probably going to limit it to a few minutes, but let's have that discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Chris Strop. Thank you, members of the commission. I run Montana Cutthroat Guide Service, and I am one of your Madison River outfitters. And I am, and have a huge interest in this, and I'm sorry that more of my phone members could not stay, but they needed to get back across the divide. But we wanted to be a part of this because we have, whether it's rumor or not, we have heard things that are happening, and we want to be a part of every part. We want to be a part of the solution to this. We don't want a solution forced on us. I don't know how many of you float the Madison on any kind of regular basis, but trying to push us into off of one area and into another. If you've ever been to Lions Bridge in the morning, you know, say July 4th, and Lions, I mean, there at any given time will be 40 boats trying to put in at Lions Bridge. Imagine taking those 40 boats down to Ruby Creek and putting all 40 of those boats in there with the people that were going to put in at Ruby Creek to begin with. So what you're effectively doing is increasing crowding in one area rather than alleviating any crowding. You know, I've been guiding now since 1999. I make 100% of my income from outfitting and guiding. I have to say that the Madison is fishing better, as far as I'm concerned today, than it has in my entire career. You know, and my catch rates show that, the catch rates of the people that I guide with, the catch rates of my friends that fish on the river. So the resource is not being damaged. I mean, the science behind that, behind the biologists that I've talked to, have said that the fish counts are up, you know, at this stage. So, I mean, if we're going to manage it strictly for social issues, please consider all the issues, not just which side yells the loudest. You know, like I said, I make all of my income from this, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. The last I heard from the Chamber of Commerce was that outdoor recreation is now our number one economic driver in the state, ahead of even agriculture. Now, I might be wrong, but that was the last count that I saw. We bring a lot of money into the state, and towns like Ennis would, you know, I don't know what they would do if it was not for the fishing community there that exists and that helps their economy along. Anyway, I thank you very much for this opportunity, and I really hope that we get to be a part of the process from here forward.
Thank you. Further comment?
Mr. Chairman and members of the FWP Commission, I'm here today, my name's Alex Leon, sorry, and I'm here today representing the George Grant chapter of Trout Unlimited, headquartered in Butte, Montana. We represent over 1,000 conservation-minded anglers throughout southwest Montana. As you might be aware, in April, our organization, along with the Butte Skyline Sportsmen's Association, the Anaconda Sportsmen's Association, and the PLWA, submitted a letter to FWP Commission urging implementation of recreational rules on the Upper Madison River that would cap the number of commercial outfitters permitted to operate on the river and implement a short rotating citizen day section on the river where commercial use would be prohibited and the general public could enjoy the river without intense crowding and competitive atmosphere from the outfitting traffic. Later, the Montana Wildlife Federation endorsed our letter and proposal. Collectively, these organizations represent thousands of anglers around the state of Montana. There is strong, widespread support for reasonable commercial use regulations on the Upper Madison River. Over the last several years, there have been multiple rounds of public scoping, citizen advisory committees, satisfaction surveys, and public input. Yet nothing substantive has emerged from FWP in the form of commercial regulations on the Upper Madison River. According to Travis Horton, in a personal conversation I had with him, the Madison is one of the most studied rivers in the world when it comes to recreational use. Now, it is our understanding that the state of Montana is considering yet more public scoping. We reject this. Now is the time to act. The FWP Commission has adequate information and understanding of the current situation on the Upper Madison. Most members of the non-guided general public, including myself, have avoided the Upper Madison River due to intense levels of commercial use. There has been a case, that, or excuse me, this has been the case for decades, and each year the problem grows. It is time for the FWP Commission to reject the paralysis of analysis and take the necessary step forward and adopt a reasonable recreational management plan that caps the commercial use in the Madison River and implements a rotating Citizens Day section. While we believe the draft proposal submitted in our April letter is the best proposed set of rules to date, FWP Region 3 has also drafted a proposed set of rules in 2018. Because this plan was developed by FWP Region 3, it is the most independent proposal to date. GGTU urges the FWP Commission to adopt the rules contained in the 2018 EA as a tentative rule and use this proposal to solicit public comment throughout the MAPA process. This proposal could then be modified based on public comment received and ultimately adopted as a final rule. I also want to make a mention that the rules on the Big Hole in the Beaverhead and the rules on the Upper Bitterroot have worked really well. I'm sure you guys might be aware, but commercial and non-commercial use increased on the Bitterroot this year after those rules were put in place. And I'll tell you, there's still spots. The quality of fishing from a regular person standpoint has improved as well. So I'll finish this up quickly, and I'm sorry I talk so fast, but we really urge the FWP Commission to adopt rules starting for the 2020 fishing season. Time is of the essence, and pressure in Montana is only going to grow. We know this is going to be an issue for the next 20 to 30 years going forward, and we have to act. So thank you very much for letting me talk.
Members of the FWP Commission, my name is Dave McKernan. I live in Anaconda, Montana. I'm here today to urge you to adopt the recreation management plan for the Upper Madison River that caps commercial use and implements a non-commercial zone daily. Well, I fish in Montana's river several times a week for nearly 5 months. I rarely visit the Madison River due to intense crowding, congestion, and competitive atmosphere. Compared to the Big Hole and the Beaverhead rivers, commercial use on the Madison River is simply out of control. For the last two decades, I've enjoyed both the Big Hole and the Beaverhead recreation management plan that capped commercial use in 1999 and implemented a rotating non-commercial stretch of the river. This non-commercial zone provides me and the non-guided public an opportunity to enjoy the rivers without the intense outfitting pressure. In these non-commercial zones, we find relative solitude where families teach their kids to fish and row, something you don't often see in the commercial sections of the river. When the Big Hole recreation rules were first adopted in 1999, the Big Hole and the Upper Madison River were on a similar trajectory. Since the Big Hole recreation rules were adopted, the two rivers have diverged. Angler days on the Upper Madison have nearly tripled and now exceed 200,000 angler days annually, while use on the Big Hole has grown gradually to approximately 75,000 angler days last year. The rules on the Big Hole and the Beaverhead River have been in place for over 20 years. They are popular and effective. Outfitting still thrives on both rivers, but it is controlled and much of the past conflict has been resolved. The outfitters on these rivers have long ago adjusted to the rotating non-commercial zones. The Big Hole and Beaverhead rules don't crash the economies of Butte, Dillon, or Big Hole, or the Big Hole Valley. Likewise, fears for the economy of Ennis are unfounded and not supported by the Big Hole and Beaverhead River experience. The Upper Madison River desperately needs a simple set of regulations so the general public, recreating public, can return and enjoy arguably Montana's gem of a blue ribbon trout stream. Please adopt the rules proposed by FWP Region 3 in their 2018 Madison River Recreation Management Plans with the addition of the Citizens Day system. I live in Anaconda. I'd rather have been out fishing today, but instead I took the time to drive to Missoula, not once, but twice, because I had a 90-year-old gentleman with me this morning who just couldn't stay for the meeting. I had to drive him back to Butte, and I returned. I'd rather be on the river, but instead I'm here because this issue is that important. It's time for the FWP Commission to take action on the Madison River. I've provided you with a written copy of my statements. Thank you very much.
Further comment on Madison?
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Mac Menard with Montana Outfitters and Guides Association. And I guess I'm just going to focus on what it looks like going ahead. I think a couple things came out of this process, as contentious as it was. And one of them is, and I believe we have the endorsement, to move forward as quickly as possible and as efficiently as possible with the FAS Ambassador Program. The data was crystal clear, really, that the largest concern was what was happening at these sites. And it's not pleasant. It's a horrible way to start a trip, perhaps. So the belief was that a FAS Ambassador Program would put somebody there to be able to help manage that. Very positive step, relatively cost-effective, high-profile, transportable to other areas, and certainly fixes something that affects us all. The second piece that I would urge consideration on, and I don't understand this part, every one of us has a concern over the quality of the resource, the biological integrity of that resource. And yet, and we have a plethora of information. You know, I mean, one of the strengths of Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Fisheries Program is the quality of their stock assessment data. Fish per river mile, catch rates, size of the catchable population. These are all parameters that describe historical performance in a fishery. And when you think about changes in the fishery, it would be changes in those that would cause you to trigger a concern for a conservation-based action. I would urge the commission members and leadership in the department to consider looking at the creation of management objectives based on those data, so that conversations about tipping points and biological degradation are no longer subjective, they're objective. Consider for a moment what it would look like with fish per river mile and an 80% confidence interval around that historical data, and then a report to you on a given year, well, this is where we're at. And we can watch our performance within that, engage it's our insurance policy that while we iron out the details of how we're going to manage the commercial use and, frankly, the non-commercial use, we would have insurance that we're not pushing this resource to a place where it shouldn't be. And it's not that hard. So those two points, support for the FAS Ambassador Program, full implementation, put your foot on the gas and make it happen, and then thorough consideration of the development of biological objectives that could be crafted around these fisheries. So with that, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Matt. Further comment?
Sam Olegrevich, Skyline Sportsman, Butte, Montana. Fully support the comments of the gentleman from George Grant, Trout Unlimited. We signed the letter. I want to point out that Mac's talking about biological information data, best studied stream in the world. We got the data. We've had it forever. That isn't the issue. Fish are doing okay. We've got a lot of hooks going. It's the recreational experience. Most of our members, very few of them fish the Madison anymore because we're overrun by outfitters. You've got 100% some days outfitters launching on some of the rivers documented by Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. We need to do something. We need to do it now. And a big piece of the problem is the commercial use is overrunning it. It's only going to get worse with delay. Thank you for your time.
Good afternoon. I guess evening might be appropriate now. For the record, Clayton Elliott, Montana State Council of Trout Unlimited. I wasn't planning on standing up. I just wanted to clarify our structure. Certainly, we have chapters who have different opinions, sometimes amongst themselves, and one of our chapters is here, but the State Council, and it's not about taking a position on a proposal because there's no proposal on the table, which is clear. But just wanted to make sure that you understood that distinction. There's National Trout Unlimited, State Council of Trout Unlimited, and individual chapters. Thank you.
Thank you, Quinn.
Thank you.
Further comment? Here. Missoula on Madison. I don't see anybody in the regions. Any comment from the public on items that were not on the agenda today?
I'll say this really quick. Chairman Golden, Commissioners, Mark Cook, Wolf's the Rockies. Well, I'm hearing all this talk about overpopulation, but yet we have the most liberal wolf hunting season. It doesn't make sense. Why aren't we using a critter that's on the ground 24/7 that can help drop this population and push wildlife off public land or private land onto public land? It's just crazy not to incorporate that into this toolbox, so to speak. Second is the past wolf weeklies that have a lot of historical data have been taken off the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks webpage. That needs to go back on. I don't understand why this game is going on back and forth. It's on, it's off, it's on, it's off. I've talked to the department. They've given me some explanations, so I get that. Hopefully, with your help, we can get it back on. And last but not least, and I've also talked to Mr. McDonald about this too, but we're making decisions. Today we made decisions that talk about wolves because we had wolf trapping. And we don't even have the annual report for 2018 on wolf populations. How can you guys make a fair assessment on what is right for wolf hunting and trapping and other critters when we don't even have the annual report for 2018? What that tells me is we're flying blind here. This report is 5 months late. Now, you're going to get the response that, you know, we're pulling in data. No, this is 5 months late. I've seen this report come out in February, about 4 years ago, because they needed it. They needed the information to take on the wolves at the legislative session. It's got to stop. What I'm seeing here, what I heard all morning here, is the hunters are really happy with FWP, but the non-consumptive community is getting screwed. People aren't listening to us. Why is that? We are part of the community of Montana who values wildlife. I happen to like wolves. When are we going to have somebody within the wildlife division that represents our interest? Thank you.
Representative Denley Logie. Chairman and Commission, I was going to talk about the wolves too. I live in a county, there's 87% public land. Sanders County, just north of us, is in the 80s, 70%, something like that. And we also have, we talk over objective on elk. We have hunting districts that there are only 5 cow tags given. There aren't the elk in our area. Part of the problem is habitat has disappeared. Some of the clear cuts have grown up and the timber management is down. But also we have predators. And the bears are managed. The mountain lions are managed. The wolves are managed in a lump sum all over Montana. And what I think you need to start looking at is breaking down wolf management probably into like 3 areas of Montana. And then you could come up with the data that's needed and you could probably protect some of the areas. The public lands, it's hard to get out and trap and get the wolves when you have that much public land. And the elk have moved on to that private land. And I think if you could change some of the management techniques of the wolves and gather better data, that might help some of our elk situation in those highly public lands, high county of public lands. Thanks.
Thank you. Further comment here in Missoula on items that weren't on the agenda.
Chairman, Commissioners, Casey York again with Trap Free. Earlier, I wanted to make a comment on Mr. Shepard talked about concerns with beaver trapping for damage control and setbacks. Majority of beaver trapping is in the water with leg hold or conibears. So there are, the setbacks don't apply. In fact, that's a major issue because people go down by the water, their dog's going for a swim, kids might go in the water. So, but I did want to clarify that. It doesn't fit into this exclusion with closed roads or any of those setbacks. In fact, we do need setbacks around waterways. Dogs have been killed. A conibear trap doesn't have to be in a cubby if it's the big ones, the 10 by 10
Conibear 330s that are commonly used for beaver if one-third or more is submerged in water. So it's a definite concern. But also, one of the things in these comments, again, and this has gone on for years now, are we're looking for a quota on beaver and for mandatory reporting on beaver. There's no way we can say trapping is highly regulated when we don't even know how many beaver are being trapped 5.5 to 7 months out of the year for recreational purposes. Also in the comments were, again, 24-hour or daily trap checks. That wasn't mentioned in the summation. And of recent is a closure on swift fox, trapping of the swift fox, or at least a sunset clause, which brings me up to, rarely does the non-trapper get any proposals before you guys, before the commission. It's a rarity. And yet if you look year after year at the comments, it's mainly the non-consumptive user, the non-trapper, that is submitting all the comments. And yet, rarely do y'all vote in favor of those non-trapper comments. Under the public trust, wildlife is to be managed for present and future generations. And yet, I feel like we are repeatedly discounted